Poll: Joe Manchin's constituents oppose amnesty, want less immigration to U.S. By John Binder on November 23, 2021. Senator Joe Manchin's, DWV, constituents in West Virginia are deeply opposed to amnesty for illegal aliens and want less legal immigration overall to the United States, a new poll finds. A Rasmussen Report survey reveals that a wide majority of West Virginia voters do not support an amnesty plan slipped into President Joe Biden's Build Back Better Act, which would allow close to 7 million illegal aliens to secure work permits and driver's licenses. About 63% of West Virginia voters said they do not support the amnesty plan, while about 31% said they do support the plan. Large majorities across racial lines said they oppose the amnesty, including 74% of Hispanics, 71% of Black Americans, and 62% of White Americans. The amnesty plan is especially opposed by West Virginia swing voters. About 66% said they do not support the plan, while only 25% said they do. In addition, 65% of West Virginia voters said they would be less likely to vote for Manchin or other politicians who support the amnesty and the Build Back Better Act. When it comes to legal immigration levels, where about 1.2 million foreign nationals are awarded green cards every year and another million are provided visas to work in the U.S., West Virginia voters support reductions. About 7 in 10 legal immigrants, for instance, arrive through the process known as chain migration, whereby naturalized American citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. on green cards. About 63% of West Virginia voters said they are opposed to the policy, and 72% do not want chain migration extended to illegal aliens who would be eligible for the amnesty plan included in the Build Back Better Act. Majorities of Republicans, Democrats, and swing voters in West Virginia said they are opposed to chain migration. The poll comes as similar polling has shown that Arizona likely voters are mostly opposed to the amnesty plan. Support from Manchin, who is facing re-election in 2024, along with Senators Mark Kelly, Diaz, and Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, is vital to Biden's Build Back Better Act. The legislation, with the help of 28 vulnerable House Democrats, was passed out of the House last week after 32 House and Senate Republicans helped Biden pass his $1.2 trillion infrastructure package. The poll was conducted from November 16 and 17 and surveyed nearly 1,200 likely West Virginia voters. The poll has a margin of error of +/3 percentage points. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.